every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition. Watch where you walk.
Come on around back, Arizona. I mean, all the way back. Back 40 today. It's the first Saturday of the month. Brand new month, August 1st. We've got Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau in, talking all things farm fresh. And our goal with this segment every month is to bring commodities that are coming off the farms and ranches right here locally in Arizona and are hitting supermarket shelves and throughout Arizona, and connect you with local produce, local meats, support your local ag industry, a $23 billion industry. A little bit of that makeup, $63 million in cantaloupe. Would not have thought that on cantaloupe. 72 million in milk. Hogs and pigs, 48 million. But today, we're talking something that doesn't make up one of the shareholders of the pie chart.
Yes, the top 16. But they happen to be one of the fastest growing segments of our ag commodities, because people like Mark Barris, who's online with us today, it keeps planting wonderful vineyards with perfect wine grapes that are excellent for growing here in the state of Arizona. We have such a wonderful wine country segment, and they tell us that every state in the union has some wine, but I'm telling you, Arizona is emerging as a very significant state for wine grape growing and also making wine. So, Mark, are you on with us?
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Well, welcome, and thanks for being on with us.
We need to verify FCC rules. You're not sampling your product live on air, right?
No, sir.
Okay, I just making sure.
Darn it.
We make distilled spirits, too, so no spiked mimosas this morning.
There you go. And for some just quick background on Mark, he and his buddies that have invested, and that's one of the reasons they called it Flying Leap, they were all pilots in the military. I want to say you were all Air Force pilots, unless one of them came from one of the other branches. But Mark and his buddies, they're members of Arizona Farm Bureau. And I kind of rotate through all my wine growers in the state. Like Sam Pillsbury is a member. Jim and Ruth Graham are members. In fact, Jim Graham was one of our leaders in our Cochise County Farm Bureau for a number of years, and he got too busy with his winemaking that he stepped down. Of course, they like to rotate presidents anyway. But Mark, tell us a little bit about Flying Leap and what inspired it and how things are going now.
Yeah, Flying Leap started out, and we were incorporated in 2010. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. And we were originally slated out as a very small-scale farming ag operation. Our original goal was to grow wine grapes and sell them to the state's wine industry. And it was just going to be a very small-scale farming operation. And from that, we morphed, we very quickly realized that just selling bulk fruit was not, it was not sustainable. There was no sustainable profit in that at the time. And so we knew we had to vinify the crop into wine. So we began making wine for a couple of years, first by way of custom crush with a neighboring winery, and then we began producing our own vintages in 2013. And then we established, we bought into a retail market in Elgin, which is, it's about 40 miles south of the Tucson city center area, roughly. So it's southern Arizona, kind of sandwiched between the border with Mexico and I-10, if you will. And, and that launched our retail operations, and our sales grew very, very rapidly. And as our sales grew, we had to make more wine, and so we had to plant more grapes. We ended up planting, so far here in Arizona, we have four vineyards and that we own and operate. And we also have now expanded our agricultural footprint down into Mendoza, Argentina.
Oh, wow.
So we have a collaborative partnership that we're working on there with two families, the Grody family and the Hoffman family, to develop high-quality Malbec grapes down at the foot of the Andes Mountain and Mountains, and we're bringing in some beautiful Malbec wines now for our customers. It's really, really an exciting time to be in the wine industry, I'll tell you what.
So you've you guys have been at it for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
you and your buddies, and it's a lot different than being a pilot in the Air Force.
Yeah, no one's shooting at you. It's always welcome.
But sometimes...
All three of us were Air Force pilots. Mark, Tom, and I, we all met when we were freshmen at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado, back in 1988, a long time ago. But we've been the best of friends since then. Our military careers took us, we all served in different roles. I was a developmental test pilot for many years, and I came out of the special operations aviation business. Mark flew, my business partner, he flew Air Force Two. He flew a 757 around the world, flying our first lady and vice presidents to destinations all over the globe.
Wow.
Captains flew C-17s, and he was a global airlift pilot. And we all did our thing, and we, of all things, none of us are from Arizona originally, but we ended up in Arizona, and then we ended up in the wine business.
And I have a sense that you have a real passion for it, because I've been to your place, and you are expanding it, and it's beautiful. So the pilots were grounded, but it seems like you're flying around ground level at Flying Leap.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the wine industry in Arizona doesn't have what I would call a long-standing tradition of wine growing. It's fairly young in terms, you know, when you look around the country. Arizona's wine industry has about a 40-year history. It's been longer. I mean, there were wine grapes planted back, you know, when Father Kino was here back in the 18th century. And so there is a history of winemaking here. But in terms of modern commercial wine production, the industry is between 30 and 40 years old, depending on how you gauge that. And the wine industry, he really, really took off in 2007 and 2008 when the law was changed to allow wineries to have tasting rooms and to directly distribute their products to on and off premise wholesale accounts. And there was an awful lot of grape planting that took place between, I would say, about 2008 and 2014, right in that time frame, which is when Flying Leap, when we developed our business as well.
So
I believe the state produces around 300,000 gallons a year, I think is the total.
Which is pretty significant when you think about it. And, you know, Father Kino, he wasn't growing it commercially, and now you guys are. And so I promise I'm doing my work on behalf of every wine grower here that, in fact, I wrote a blog not too long ago. It's called 7 Tips to Ensure You'll Drink the Wine You Like. That's on Arizona Farm Bureau's website.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people just plug in wine in our search bar, and that article and some other articles on wine will pop up. But so status of your operation right now, despite us being in the midst of the pandemic, because it is true for a lot of our retail wine growers, especially when you had tasting rooms. I think the number you told me months ago was literally 80 to 90% of your business overnight just shut down. So,
well, not our overall business.
Okay.
Our retail.
Retail. So where are you and the rest of you guys? Can we get back to these wine tasting rooms?
I don't know. I don't have any industry data within Arizona. Little bits and pieces of data I've gotten from people, you know, suggests that many have simply just taken a pause on retail, and they're doing home deliveries. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know how much our own sales have been impacted, but Flying Leap is a much, much different animal than most of the Arizona wine industry. In fact, I'd say we're among the most unique in the Southwest, primarily because we're so heavily diversified and we are vertically organized to a much higher degree than most of our competitors. And because of that, we're farmers, we're producers, we're sellers, we do our own cellaring operations and blending. Plus, remember, we also have a distillery. So we're not just producing wines. We're also producing, vodka and brandy and liqueurs. And what can you produce with a distillery that is in demand right now? high-proof alcohol for making hand sanitizer. So we were able to quickly pivot during the pandemic to producing other products, and it was at least, I would say, sustaining. It wasn't like it was, you know, the sun coming out, but we were at least able to keep our light bill paid and keep our folks working as we transitioned into distilling our 2019 grape harvest into high-proof neutral grape spirit for making hand sanitizer that we supplied all over the country, quite frankly.
That's an amazing pivot, and we've had to do so much of that during this pandemic and in the wine industry, too. And, you know, Arizona Wine, you're award-winning. I think of Kent Callaghan. He's consistently winning awards. I think of Todd Bostock and Dos Cabezas. You guys with Flying Leap, Jim Graham, some of the awards that he's won on his wine. So what are we doing that's so right here in Arizona?
Well, first of all,
we have 1 minute, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. Those guys are some really, really talented winemakers producing some incredible products. And you're right, they've received some accolades locally, nationally, regionally. And it's wonderful for our industry, primarily because back around the year 2000, some real talent moved into the industry. There's a lot of innovation in Arizona. It's a very small, scrappy wine industry, and there's a lot of folks doing some really interesting things with wine. Well, what is interesting? Interesting means diverse. It means, you know, different types of wines and some risky types of fermenting and things like this that are producing some beautiful products. And one thing, Julie, that's really critical for you and the listeners to understand is that extraordinarily high-quality wine grapes are grown in Arizona, okay?
Awesome.
Wine is merely an expression of the fruit, and the fruit is where it's at.
Cool.
You cannot take poor quality wine grapes and turn them into a good wine. It cannot be done. And so a good wine comes from good wine grapes, and it's a one-to-one relationship. There is no other way to get good wine but by way of good wine grapes.
Well, let's continue that in the next segment.